Only Sketches About presents Only Sketches About Americana. Recorded on our phones because we're poor.
Good evening, America. This is President Franklin Delano Roosevelt with the first of what I hope to be many fireside chats with you all. It's Sunday, March 12th, 1933. And as you all know, our nation is in trouble. But before we jump into it, I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor for today, ZipRecruiter. Tired of standing in lines with the hopes of getting a job? Well, wait no longer with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter matches you with the right company based on your skill set. Whether you're looking to have lunch on steel girders or sell candy for a penny, ZipRecruiter will match you with the job you need. Use my promo code THIRDTERM, one word, to get 1 month of ZipRecruiter Premium absolutely free. ZipRecruiter. It's mostly factory jobs. Now back to the program.
Only Sketches About is not sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
Here you go. One mint chocolate swirl for the young man.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me. I need to order my ice cream. Excuse me. Oh, Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Yes?
What's that flavor called?
That's Americone Dream.
Americone?
Yeah, it's like a play on American Dream, but it's Americone because it's an ice cream flavor. And ice cream is served in cones.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's pretty clever. You know Stephen Colbert?
From the television?
Yeah.
Boy, do I. Black hair, nice glasses.
Yeah, well, it's his flavor. It's like because he deals with politics and stuff on his show.
Yummy.
Hey, lady, you're holding up the line.
Yeah, just order something and get going.
Let me ask you another question. Ice Cream Man, is this Stephen Colbert from television on the carton?
Who cares?
Hey, you, don't be rude now. Yes, ma'am, he's right there on the carton. I'll show you. See, he's holding the ice cream cone, and he's also pointing with his thumb to the sign behind him that says Americone Dream. I guess it's what you'd call meta.
Fantastic. And Stephen Colbert came up with this silly little pun?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but I would assume it was a joint effort between him and the Ben & Jerry's marketing team.
Delightful.
If you don't order your freaking ice cream right now, I'm gonna call the police.
I'm gonna call 311!
Hey! This lady is utterly charmed by topical dessert puns. When was the last time you were charmed by anything in your sad little lives, huh? Huh? That's what I thought.
Would you like to try a sample, ma'am?
Sure. I'd love to try a sample spoon of that Americone dream.
Here you go.
Fudge-covered waffle cone pieces and a caramel swirl?
That's exactly right. And you know, the best thing about this ice cream is that it supports charitable causes through the Americone Dream Fund.
Oh, my. Charity.
So, are you ready to order?
Ugh, for the love of God, please order.
Yes, I think I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Thank you.
Great. What'll you have?
I'll have vanilla in a cup.
Gah! What?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, that'll be $2.
Keep the change. Americone dream.
Hey, lady, get out of the street.
Cone.
You can't just walk in the middle of the street, psycho.
Americone.
This year on American Horror Story.
Can you pass the potatoes, sweetie?
Of course, dear. Oh, I saw in house school today.
School was great. We learned about art and music, and they gave us this.
Oh my God!
Son, do you know what that is?
Yeah, a recorder. They gave one to all of us.
Oh!
How nice of them.
Do you want to hear me play it?
No.
No, please.
American Horror Story Recorder.
I'm scared, Chris.
We're gonna get through this, baby. Okay, I promise.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Do you guys want to hear Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Sure, sweetheart.
Okay, Jim.
Mrs. Jenkins, you're Loai's music teacher, right? I need to speak with you about those recorders you gave the students.
You and every parent in the district.
How could you do this to us?
It's not my fault the school didn't want to spring for expensive instruments anymore. I don't care how many ears have to bleed before the district realizes that good music doesn't come cheap.
But they'll never fund the arts.
Exactly.
No. No!
911, what's your emergency?
I think I'm going crazy. Everywhere I go, I hear recorders.
Recorders, ma'am?
Yes. Hello? Hello? Where's your father? He was just here a minute ago.
Daddy, he's right here.
Where'd you get that second recorder? And why is it wearing your father's tie?
Say hi, Dad.
Oh no!
American Horror Story Recorder.
Okay, class, play me a B flat. And make sure they can hear you in Washington.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been injured or killed by a bidet, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Bidets are anus cleaning devices used in European countries that aren't commonplace in the US, but have been trending due to current events. However, American anuses aren't accustomed to being power washed, and using them may put you at risk.
My family and I thought it would be sophisticated to try out a bidet. Now my children are without a father.
I ordered a bidet because of the toilet paper shortage. The stream was so strong, the water shot straight through me. Liquid spit roasted me butt to beak, came right out my mouth. Turn me into a dang fire hydrant. Oh, I could still taste it. You don't forget something like that.
I didn't realize there was a separate U.S. setting for American anuses. The instructions were in French, and obviously I only speak English. Frankly, I can't guarantee I would have read them anyway. Now I have to poop through a tube and eat through my butt!
If a European bidet blew out your weak American anus, you are entitled to financial compensation. Call for a free legal consultation today. 1-800-AMERICAN-ANUS-AND-ASSOCIATES.
What a great 4th of July, huh?
Thanks for taking me to the lake today, big bro. I love skipping rocks with you.
Of course. I love the 4th of July. It really feels like summer now. Don't have to think about school for another 2 months.
Hey, can I ask you something about school, actually?
Anything. I love giving you advice.
What's high school gonna be like? I'm just nervous about starting at Roosevelt High this fall.
Nervous? What could my little brother possibly be nervous about?
I don't know. What if the kids make fun of me because I'm too short, or I'm too trusting? Or because I have 4 heads, 3 of which don't speak, you know, they just stare lifelessly into your soul, machinating?
You just gotta remember that everyone's gonna be so focused on themselves and their own issues. Some kids have braces, some kids have acne. You were conceived and later born at the nuclear hub of Three Mile Island. We all have our shit, you know?
Thanks. You're talking to the wrong head.
Whoops. Sorry.
No worries. It's just middle school was so tough. Nobody wanted to sit next to me at lunch. I had to eat by myself every day.
Well, it might be because you started off the sixth grade with a rolling backpack. It's always hard to recover from that.
No, I think it's the heads. You know, a nice eighth grader tried to sit with me last year, but then the larger head separated his soul from his body, and then everyone started staying away.
Yeah, eighth graders can be cruel.
I'm really looking forward to the football games, though. When you talk about the football games, they always sound like so much fun.
Yeah, they're great. Me and my friends always sneak in a few beers, and it can get wild.
Locker.
What's that, bud?
Oh no, that wasn't me. That was one of the heads. I think he's nervous about us getting a bottom locker. But I've never even heard him talk before. I'm worried. I'm worried that the true nuclear power within him's awakening. You know, he's not supposed to talk.
Hey. You're not even at your locker that much. Just carry a few more books around and you're fine. Bottom lockers aren't that bad. Well, it's getting late. Why don't we head home? You know, if you want, I'll let you drive the truck so you can get some practice driving. Tell you what, as long as you know how to drive, girls don't care how many heads you got.
That sounds nice.
Thank you.
You're so excited, you're glowing.
No, I think that's the radiation.
Ah, puberty.
I am an American.
I am an American.
I am an American, and I never forget 9/11.
When I wake up in the morning, I take a sip of my fresh, milky coffee, and I think about 9/11.
Really ponder on 9/11.
Honestly, I can't stop remembering 9/11.
I forgot my daughter's birthday because I was remembering 9/11.
Phone, keys, wallet, 9/11.
Seriously, I can't stop. I've tried.
As an American, I always remember to dial 911 when I see a problem. Because 911 is what? That's right, 9/11.
In 1994, I went to the World Trade Center with Nana to see the sights. So yeah, it could have been me.
Nothing has ever been as bad as 9/11. Not one thing in the history of the United States. That's why I tattooed a bald eagle to my face.
I tattooed a bald eagle on a bald eagle. It died on 9/11.
I list each of the 3,000 names to fall asleep at night, the ones I can pronounce. In fact, I remember 9/11 so much, people get annoyed at me for forgetting social niceties like tipping or giving my employees health insurance.
Now that's patriotism.
I remember.
9/11. The only thing worth remembering.
Fuck, I forgot to vote.
Can't wait for my trumpet teacher to get here. Next stop, first chair. Then the whole world. That must be him. Hello, it's great to meet you.
Yo, so my name's Rosie Doe. I hear you want to learn about jazz, baby.
Sorry?
Well, you got that golden yardbird in your hands, don't you, Daddy? Let's see if we can make her tweet.
This is a trumpet.
That ain't anything yet until you learn how to breathe some jazz through it. And I'm here to teach you how to do that. I'm a jazz teacher.
Well, I'm supposed to be learning Baba Black Sheep. Maybe you can help me learn my scales for it?
You see, jazz...
Okay, then.
Jazz is like music, but everything's ring-ting-tang and bumping and thumping along until the whole night never even happened.
Jazz is music.
Except the grooves are so steamy and hot, you would think you're ahead of broccolini.
I know what jazz is.
That's what you think, bedroom boy. But maybe it'll help if I explain it to you like this. Okay, you start with just a smooth little hi-hat.
Where's that coming from?
And then we add a little bass.
How are you doing this?
And we got a groove going now.
You warlock?
And then five angry mice start smacking their hands.
What?
Now we turn on an old AC, let it take the lead.
Fine.
Ooh, it's a little chilly now, so let's put on a hoodie, let the zipper sing a song.
You're telling me this is part of every jazz song?
Now we get a little quiet, so we can call an old friend, just to see how they are.
Oh, okay, that's sweet, I guess.
Hey, hey, Carl. Yeah, I'm just calling to see how you've been. Yeah, it's been a while, so, how's it going? How's it going? Well, that's good. Me, I'm good. You still doing that whole jazz? Oh yeah. I'll talk to you later then. Okay. All right. Bye.
And then we clap our hands once, and we take all of that and we put it on a record and we bury it in a field.
That sounds like it'd probably ruin it.
But then some neighborhood kids come with tiny little shovels and dig it right up. And then they put it on the player and the dance all night, and they got no one to thank but me. And pow, 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 pow. That's jazz.
That's jazz?
That's jazz, baby.
Okay, fine. I'll give it to you. That's jazz. But while you're here, maybe you could at least help me learn how to play a B flat. Okay, just let me turn around and get my trumpet from the case. And he's gone. Looks like I imagined another one. Maybe that's a problem.
No, baby, that's jazz.
Hey,
kids.
How would you like to star on Disney Channel or Nickelodeon? Get discovered by agents and casting directors, and you could be auditioning for TV shows like Hannah Montana, Dog with a Blog, Raven's Home. You could even become close friends with Drake, the Canadian rapper. Auditions are this weekend only and free with a small deposit from your parents. But first, ask yourself this, kids. Do you have what it takes? And by that, we mean, are you like Frankie Muniz? Like, at all? Because he was kind of like America's little dude, and that's what we're looking for, so we can't promise you an audition unless you're pretty Frankie. Deposits non-refundable. Also, have you seen him lately? Because we haven't, and we looked everywhere, and we asked his family, and they won't talk. We think he's hiding from us. It's just confusing because we at WWK Talent have shown him, like, nothing but deep love and respect, and we really miss him, like, a lot, and it's just hurtful to have no, like, closure or whatever, and I don't see why he won't call me back, but sorry, we told ourselves we wouldn't do this. Parents! We also audition infants and toddlers for magazines and films, so bring them down this weekend only for their free audition. After your deposit is submitted to www.wewantkids.com. Especially if your child is at all like Jack-Jack from the Incredibles franchise, because he was like America's little cutie boy, you know?
Good evening, and welcome to 99.2 WBAI The Watch. My name is Catherine Burke, bringing you today's top story. Some of the most expensive and prized artifacts in American sports will be on display today in the Smithsonian's Baseball Americana exhibit, but not everyone is happy about it. Ann Singler has more.
Hundreds will flock to the Library of Congress today as visitors from all over arrive to see some of the rarest baseball memorabilia ever gathered in a single room. Here's Hall of Famer Theo Woods.
I don't like it. I don't think it's too much to ask that the past stays in the past.
Theo, whose rookie card will be on display in the exhibit, might be better remembered by the name he went by in his playing days, Theo, short and dumb, Woods.
No one called me that, so that card's gotta be a fake. At least not to my face. Although I didn't used to read newspapers so much back then. Hang on, did you guys...
Many of the baseball players being honored weren't even aware that they had nicknames. Here's Rodney gets a bad haircut every time Harrison on the matter.
My haircuts were fine. Listen, we get that a couple of these big-name players like Babe Ruth and Yogi Berra had great nicknames. That does not mean every baseball player had a nickname, all right? My haircuts were fine. I mean, there were a couple that I thought were iffy, but, like, People said it was fine, so it was fine.
Some of the other players are more accepting of their nicknames. Last week, I spoke to Joey, makes the best grilled cheese, Capone, on what the nicknames mean to him.
These guys, they're making a big deal out of nothing. Nobody got to choose their nicknames. Not me, not Kevin put the dish soap in the dishwasher that one time, Rosenberg, not Gladius already has a funny name, Magoo, nobody. Some of us just ended up with better nicknames than others.
Donald Russo, a former player and spokesperson for the exhibit, also didn't mind the nicknames at a recent press conference. Diehard baseball fans might remember Mr. Russo as the name he went by in his playing days. Donnie, good at sex, better dancer, Russo.
It was a different time back then. The only thing you should do for fun was play baseball, smoke cigarettes, and give each other mean nicknames. Also, you could totally just give yourself a nickname. No one was keeping track. They used to call me Donnie Tiny, Tiny, Comically Small Feet Russo. And one day I just changed my autograph to have a new nickname. And people just went with it.
Only time will tell if these ball players will have their voices heard and their nicknames stay in the exhibit. For now, the exhibit will stay up for baseball fans young and old to admire. Back to you, Catherine.
Thank you, Anne, for that wonderful report. As an update, Donald Russo has since been kicked out of the Baseball Hall of Fame for those comments after the sports commissioner said Donnie's confession of making up his nickname was harmful to the game and way worse than steroids. Can everyone please stop talking about the steroids? Up next, the weather.
When I talk to God, I gotta tell you, I get big feelings, and I'm sure you do too. That's why you don't want to worship him in a small building with people-sized chairs. At Big Mike's Mega Mega Church, we keep everything mega-sized. Come on in and be dwarfed by the pews designed to fit 30 life-size replicas of Godzilla. Be smothered in God's forgiveness with our Olympic-sized baptismal pool. It's so big, it doubles as the Atlanta Aquarium. Help starving brown children with our giant checks of reasonable amounts. As it says in Isaiah 2:14, it's the size that counts. And our Bible studies programs are just as big as the rest of the church. Grow your children's faith with our mega Bible camp where your kids will sing, learn, and take human growth hormone to become as grotesquely jacked as Jesus' sacrifice. We're out here recruiting soldiers in God's army, and we want to make it as huge as possible. We would prefer giants, but we'll take what we can get. Speaking of giants, every Sunday after church, we have our robotics class so we can make a transformer out of our sacred temple, big and hard enough to punch the devil and the Democrats right back to hell. Whew! As Revelations foretold, we will ride our transformers and roid it up, children, on May 23rd, 2022, to Washington, D.C., and demand we enlarge the White House and really hammer home how small other countries are. Big Mike's Mega Mega Church. No, it's not a mountain. It's a shining robot upon a hill.
Really excellent apple pie you made, dear.
Oh, lad, you really picked up some good culinary skills at uni.
College, Dad.
Oh, Ted, you and your Americanisms.
Hey, son, help me put this pot of tea on the stove, will you? It's so good to have my wee little lad back in Britain again. Ted, what is it? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Mum, Dad, there's something I've got to tell you, and it isn't easy, but this is me, and I don't want to keep this part of my life a secret from you any longer. Mom, Dad, I'm American.
Oh, Ted!
No, no, why are you saying this?
It's just, I feel it inside, like a sense of pride or exaggerated nationalism.
And when, pray tell, did you come to this poppycock conclusion?
I'm not sure when I first knew, but I know I was born this way.
Rubbish.
Stephen?
I told you we shouldn't have eaten so much corn when you were pregnant.
Come on, Dad. Weren't you a little suspicious when I kept begging to play baseball instead of cricket when I was 8?
Oh, God. That's true. And remember how he used to watch True Grit on repeat by himself?
He was just curious. It was just a phase.
I can't believe you guys are so Amerophobic. I thought you were more progressive than that.
Now look what you've done, Ted. You're breaking your mother's heart, you are.
I don't know what to say.
This is my fault. I should have been tougher on him. I should have made him sit and watch the football games with me instead of whatever those Americans play that's also called football.
You know what? I'm sick of this. You need proof? Look at it. There's your proof. My green card.
I don't want to look at this bald eagle balderdash.
Hubby, dear, this is the real deal. I think we've got to accept it.
I just don't want you to have a hard life, is all. With terrible schools, and terrible healthcare, and all the terribly bland food.
No, Dad, no. You've got it backwards. English food is bland. American food is... It's multifaceted. It's spicy, it's sweet, it's fast, it's fried, it's... beautiful.
Wow, son. I didn't think about it that way before.
And you know what? America has big-ass megachurches, and Stephen Colbert, and toilet paper, and America's little cutie boy, Frankie Muniz, and guys named Babe, and recorders, and high schools. And you know what they've got most of all? Jazz, baby!
Ted, you're right. I just sat here and listened to every word you just said to me just now. And I think I've been acting like a total ninny knobster. I love you, son, no matter what.
Oh, Teddy dear, you'll always be my little crumpet. Sorry, English muffin.
Thanks, Mom. Since you're so cool with everything, there's someone I want you to meet. It's all right, babe. You can come on out now.
Hi, I'm Lucas. How the hell are you?
Guys, this is my husband, Lucas. We dated all through college and eloped. We're in love, and he's going to help me become a citizen.
Oh, so you're gay then?
Yeah.
What do you know?
Only Sketches About Americana was written and performed by James Azzaretti, Kamal El-Sawa, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Iban Kulkarni, Sam Lezak, Jenna Sheridan, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle Williott. Sound design and music by Nicholas R. Nelson. I've been your announcer, Mark Stauffenberg, and this has been an Only Sketches About production.